This is St. Louis Public Radio. Coronavirus has placed Missouri's 2020 campaign cycle on ice. Candidates are either limiting their activity or pulling the plug on campaigning amid uncertainty over the economy and public health. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on what the new campaigning reality means for candidates and political parties.
In early March, Keener Plaza was teeming with people eagerly waiting to hear Joe Biden speak. Thousands of Biden fans bunched together in the St. Louis Park to get a glimpse of the former vice president before he easily won Missouri's Democratic presidential primary.
So all those who have been knocked down, counted out, left behind, let me say to you, this is your campaign.
That was a month ago, but it feels like a million years ago. Soon after Missouri's primary ended, the country went into lockdown mode thanks to concerns over coronavirus. Fears of COVID-19 led to restrictions on public gatherings and stay-at-home orders in certain Missouri jurisdictions. For State Representative Peter Meredith, coronavirus put a deep chill on Missouri's campaign season.
So when right now our candidates aren't able to go knock doors, they aren't able to go to community meetings and community events and just meet their neighbors and meet their constituents or potential constituents, it's really hard.
Candidates that are soldiering on are trying to connect with voters through emails, phone calls, and even the video conferencing software Zoom. But State Representative Deb Lavender says there's no way to separate the campaign from coronavirus. The Kirkwood Democrat made about 50 or 60 phone calls recently for her state Senate bid. Three people she talked to had tested positive for COVID-19.
Even if we are over the crisis in 3 months, I'm not sure even by mid or late summer, people will be comfortable having a stranger knock on their door, let alone answer it, let alone stand on the front step and talk to somebody for the 2 to 10 minutes that often we would have.
The virus is presenting especially difficult challenges for Missouri's political parties. Even if campaign activity moves to the virtual world, Missouri's Democratic and Republican parties still need to keep the process going to choose delegates to their respective national conventions. Missouri Democratic Party political director Naeem Jenkins Nixon says his party is making alternative delegate selection plans.
We're going to be using online voting and vote by mail for meetings leading up to the state convention. We're hoping and we're still planning for an in-person state convention, but we're also looking at a contingency plan to do something virtually if that's not possible.
Missouri Republican Party Executive Director Gene Evans says many local GOP parties have postponed their Lincoln Day events on account of the virus. She adds the economic uncertainty is trickling down to business people who have donated to the party in the past.
And those donors right now, many of whom are business people, are worried about their employees and their families. So they're worried about keeping their businesses open or how they pay their employees. I mean, the last thing in the world that they're worried about right now is politics.
Anita Mannion is a political science professor at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. She says coronavirus's effect on the election could linger even after social distancing restrictions are lifted. That includes the issues the candidates will talk about on the campaign trail.
The coronavirus, our preparation for it, and the fallout that we're experiencing from it is an economic issue. It's a healthcare issue. It's an infrastructure issue. It's a border security issue. It's an equity and social welfare issue. It's a budgeting issue. So I feel like that this is going to be the framework for so many conversations around the 2020 elections.
In the meantime, some candidates aren't adjusting to the new reality. They're stopping altogether. That includes Senate Majority Leader Caleb Rowden, a Republican from Columbia who lives in one of the more competitive Senate districts up for grabs this year.
We're going to do everything that we can do in this moment to lead well. If that pays off in November, great. If it doesn't, I get to spend more time with my kids. So I'm pretty good either way.
Regardless of how long coronavirus restrictions remain in place, there's little question the virus will define the 2020 election cycle for both Missouri and the United States. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.